Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day.
Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host, and on today's episode, we talk with Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We talk about a throwdown happening out in the Bakken Shale Play as they kick off a competition to see which company can collect the most food, essentials, and supplies for their community. It's a feast out in the Bakken. Plus, we talk about what kind of Hurricane Harvey impacts are happening, and what companies in the Bakken Shale Play are doing to help out those down in Houston and in the Southern Gulf area. Plus, the annual meeting for the North Dakota Petroleum Council is right around the corner. Tessa Sandstrom has a little bit more information on that. Plus, much, much more on today's episode of the Crude Life Podcast. In just a moment, our interview with Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. But first, I want to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on.
Hey now, mama, mama, to the night. Hey now, mama, mama, hey, life in a northern town.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And we're here today talking about a effort being put together by the oil industry, of course, being spearheaded by the Petroleum Council. And I'm looking at the acronym, and it's called FEAST. Tessa, how are you doing today? And talk to us about FEAST and maybe spell it out a little bit for us.
I am doing great, and thanks for having me on. FEAST is something we came up with earlier this year. As you know, we've talked to different pantries and organizations around the states who are looking for resources. And what it is a food, essentials, and supplies throwdown. It's a competition among our companies to see who can collect the most necessities, essential items, hygiene products, non-perishable food items to help benefit those in need in our communities.
Is this the first year you guys are doing this? Have you done it in the past? Talk about just the history or how this came about.
We've done charitable drives for the last, this is our fourth year doing drives, I believe. Typically this time of year we've done a winter clothing drive, but this year we wanted to expand a little bit and include some of those other necessities that folks out there need. We also do a toy drive in the winter, and we do a blood drive in the spring as well, late winter, early spring as well.
And the oil industry is pretty vast. I mean, at least on our programs, we like to think that the cafe owners are part of the oil industry because it takes a big team to keep the economy working. Petroleum Council, you guys get a little more specific than that. Companies to participate, talk about, do they have to be oil and gas companies? Can they be, you know, pizza shops, that sort of thing? I guess who can help?
We would welcome anybody and anybody who wants to get involved. We have several of our members who compete every time, and they try and collect the most items, and if they do, they win $1,000 to donate to the charity of their choice, so it's kind of a double win for the people, the community, as well as that charity that is sponsored by that company. And so we definitely want to get as many people involved. If you can't host one but you want to help out, you can visit any of the sites that are listed on our website at energyofnorthdakota.com, find a location, drop off some items, and they'll go to those in need, and then also a charity, if they collect the most, will also benefit.
Tessa Sandstrom talking about FEAST with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. FEAST is an acronym for Food Essentials and Supplies Throwdown. It's a help food pantries and social services to collect everyday necessities, including non-perishable food items, hygiene products, toiletries, etc. I did want to ask you guys about Hurricane Harvey, some of the impacts happening with that. I got a press release from you guys involving Texas Oil and Gas Commission down there, the association, which if you go to thecrudelife.com, we have those links for the Red Cross and some of the other Salvation Army, those types of outfits where they're asking to donate to that. Without, you know, obviously they're miles and miles away, but the oil and gas communities really are connected and that sort of thing. Are you hearing anything from companies, that sort of thing, in terms of the social responsibility and just the cleanup effort and that sort of thing? What are you guys hearing around your office in terms of helping out and North Dakota being a part of it down there?
When we first decided to kick off this charity drive, we talked about raising these or gathering these materials to send down to Texas, but we realized that there's also a need right here at home, and so we decided to work with the Texas Oil and Gas Association to find out what kind of things they need. So far, our members alone, their companies have donated, I believe it's upwards of $3 million to help with relief efforts. Many of those companies have headquarters down in Houston or in that area. And so it's definitely impacted them and their employees. Several have relief funds set up to help their employees and others that are affected. Volunteers, they've amped up their volunteer programs within their companies to provide matching donations for those who volunteer. And there's a number of different moving components. Westcon Billfinger here in Bismarck, they sent down a few trucks last week, I believe, to drop off some needed supplies, and I know others have considered doing the same, but logistically, we know that's kind of tough to send a lot of truckloads down there, so we also want to work with them and get them the monetary support so they can purchase the goods they need as well.
I just think it's amazing that we live in a day and age where people up in North Dakota can actually contribute and help and be a part of a relief effort down in Texas, down in Houston, Texas, and knowing that a little can go a long way. That really is. And thank you for naming some of those companies and some of those things, because the one thing that I truly love about the oil and gas industry is they don't really care about getting credit. They just kind of like to help out and move on. And, you know, it's almost like part of who they are. Am I out of line for saying that, Tessa, or is that kind of the oil and gas motto, is that we like to give, but don't give us a lot of credit for it?
I mean, they give so much that we don't hear about, even I don't hear about till long after the fact. And it's just amazing how much these folks will go out of the way to help somebody else. Now, when we do different talks or seminars and people ask what they love most about working in the industry, I think probably 9 times out of 10, the first comment that comes out of people's mouths is the people that they work with. Definitely some of the most generous and kind people that I've ever encountered. And it's always humbling and just great to be a part of that.
Well put, well put. True capitalists, I tell you that. Make money and give back. Okay, just one more question here. Tessa Sandstrom, North Dakota Petroleum Council. As long as we have you on, might as well talk about the annual meeting coming up here in the just a couple weeks away. Just kind of give us the overview. Are you guys sold out, or can people still come? Who's speaking, headlining, that sort of thing? Just kind of a brief overview, if you will, of the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting coming up.
Yes, our annual meeting will be, we're taking it east again this year over to Grand Forks, September 26th through the 28th. We have about a day and a half of great speakers, several networking events. Among our speakers, we'll have, I believe, Governor Doug Burgum is planning to attend. Stephen Moore, he's an economist with the Heritage Foundation and has also been a contributor on Fox News and served as an advisor to President Donald Trump. We'll also have Vincent DeVito with the Energy Department or BLM. He is kind of the key person who's going to help coordinate a lot of the energy, move toward energy independence, and so it'll be great to hear from him and what their visions are for the energy industry. Helen Curry is another big speaker that we have. She's coming from ConocoPhillips, and she's an economist with that company, and she'll give us a little bit of an outlook on the oil market and what we can expect to see in the future, both nationally as well as internationally. So a lot of good things coming up. I could probably talk for, you know, a solid hour about all the people speaking, but it's always a great event. Registration is still open for both participants and sponsors, and we do allow on-site registration as well. So if you find out you can make it that Tuesday, come on over.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, or to listen to other Crude Life podcasts, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And don't forget to download us on iTunes. Never miss an episode of Coffee and Capitalism, Building the Bakken, the Mondak Oil Field Review, or the Crude Life podcast. Subscribe to our iTunes account. It's free. It's automatic. And if I could just take a second to ask you folks one favor, leave us a comment. It takes 5 seconds. Leave us a favorable comment on our iTunes account. They look for that stuff now. Plus a 5-star rating. In fact, in the amount of time I just asked for this favor, you could have left us a 5-star rating at our iTunes account. Let's download us on iTunes. And don't forget our Facebook account. Like us on Facebook today, facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media accounts are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Once again, thank you, Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. My name is Jason Spies, and that's it for this episode. Till next time, be happy, and remember, sometimes life can just be crude.
Because we're back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. Back to the way.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI. EnergyServices.com.